Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We have a great story here. This story is so important because there was a, you know, I used to be in law enforcement, so this makes sense to me. You get a phone call. They had boys playing in the street, playing basketball, because the basketball goal's in the street. And somebody called and complained. And so you have the officer going out to satisfy the citizen's complaint to these boys who are playing basketball in the street. And you think about it. If that's all they're doing is playing ball in the street, you know? I mean, I know when Pat and I were in New Orleans and we were there, you know, doing some ministry there, but we had a chance to go see some people that were playing music and all this kind of stuff. But two guys were doing acrobats and different things like that. And they said, when they finished, they put a hat out and said, you can give us something here for doing this, or we'll come get your TV tonight. Right?
Yeah,
is that sometimes we're our own worst enemies, that we, when people are doing something right, you know, we say something or do something that caused them to go, there's no place for me. And you'll notice with this basketball goal is there's just no place. I mean, that was the only place they had a place to put it. So this officer comes out, and we don't have that video for you. I wish we had it. But what he did was he showed up and he just began to, they expected some, you know, altercation or something. And the officer says, throw me the ball. And so he just started playing ball with these boys. And, you know, because they had to kind of shake it a little bit. Their heads go like, okay, we're playing ball. And the next thing you know, they're just playing, you know, in uniform. When you're seeing it, and we'll make it available to you on the torch, but we don't have that one for you. But his camera and his cruiser is actually recording it going down. And this is, listen, these are who the majority of officers are. I mean, they're giving their life every single day to go out there, and they're meeting, calling, responding to your calls because they care about you. Mm. They're risking their life because they don't want you hurt, you know, and they care about what's going on. And so what happened was Shaquille O'Neal saw this
basketball
video.
Player.
Yeah, he saw the officer. Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, the NBA basketball player. He's a little bit
small.
Yeah, we got to put you two together. Yeah. So that'd be good.
That'd be great.
Oh, we'll get back to the topic. And so he saw that video that went viral from that particular department, which is Gainesville Police Department, Gainesville, Florida. And he got with them. He showed up in the muster room and surprised these officers. And as a matter of fact, I will let you see the rest. Take a look at this.
You're much taller than you look on TV.
I told you I was going to bring some backup, right?
Yep.
Huh? You guys ready?
Yeah.
Can you bring your good game?
Yeah.
Oh, you see, look at these big boys I brought. You sure you can take them?
Yeah.
So you're pretty sure you can take these guys, right? Well, I brought some other backup for y'all. I brought y'all some backup.
$100.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Your elders, you can be anything you want to be. I'm from the same neighborhood y'all from. I grew up just like this, so only you can change this. And you can change it through basketball and showing respect to your peers like you did. And I'm a man of my word. But listen, don't ever take money from another stranger, you understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm honor my word, but don't be taking money from people, so I'll be right back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, yeah.
Did you shoot?
No.
Oh, you got a shot. All right, get on over.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, ahead. Oh, yeah.
Alright, Dwayne Wade. Don't be Wade. Leave it up there.
Hey!
Telling you some secrets that could change your life. You know how much money I made as a youngster? $700 million. You know how I made that? Respecting my peers, listening to my mommy and daddy, and focusing in school. That's all you gotta do, alright? Good job today. All right, proud of you guys. Stay out of trouble. Be a leader, not a follower. All right, repeat after me. I will.
Become.
Louder, man. I will. Repeat after me, big dog. I'll give you some secrets. I will.
Become.
Whatever.
I want to be.
I will. Be.
Be.
A leader.
And not a follower.
I will respect. My peers. My elders. And especially my parents. All right, love you guys. Wonderful, you could.
We'll get it.
All right, fellas, y'all stay out of trouble.
Stay big, guys.
Encouraging, is it not?
Yes.
You know, one act of kindness where the officer, and the thing about it was, the officer that was saying, you're taller than I thought you would be, and he's the one getting him out and bringing him in, Shaquille O'Neal, is that he himself, it got caught on film. But officers are doing kind acts all the time. I mean, all the time doing kind acts. And I want to say thank you to all the officers that are out there that gather every day in the muster room, get your bolos, you know, and all those things that are going out to go out to your work, and say how much we appreciate, you know, what you're doing. Because you can have a clerical job, for example, and you're going through all this family trouble, maybe some things going on, but all you have to do is go to a desk and sit down and type. But you go through things too. You have sick members in your family. You go through difficult times in relationships. But when it's all said and done, you go to work. You go to work to put a gun on your side. You put a bulletproof vest on. You get in a car that makes you a target to problems. And you go out there and you stand up for us and you patrol the streets. And I want to say thank you very much to all the law enforcement in America, the Gainesville Police Department.
Yes.
Thanks to Shaquille O'Neal that went out there and said, this is a good thing. And I love what he told those kids. I love what he told him, you know, respect your parents, do well in school, and
do the right thing, I think.
Do the right thing. He made $700 million in his young age, he's talking about. And that is so cool. Let society catch you being kind. You know, we talk about the links of kindness all the time, but that's one kind act of an officer who got out and think about where would those boys go? If we took down the goal and said, you can't play basketball on the street, and please think about this in your own neighborhood. If your kids are doing something in the neighborhood as constructive and playing ball or sports. Or I mean, we had people that said, like, get off our grass. And it's like, listen, you can turn this kid in a whole different direction, and he'll be, you know, involved in drugs or crime or, you know, something. The enemy would take advantage of him in the context of that. Instead of you just, you know, what's grass? You know, what's slowing your car down, right, and driving slowly because the boys are playing ball in the streets? Mm-hmm. This all started when a citizen called to complain about what God obviously encountered through this officer, Gainesville police officer, and then put cream on the crop, $100 shot. I mean, I can't make a shot as it is, but $100, that's a lot of pressure.
You were a car, weren't you?
that's a lot of pressure. Well, I knew how to tie my shoe. I remember playing ball with Pat once. And I'm like, dear Lord, I got to tie my shoe again. I would untie my shoe and then tie it back again. That is a cardiovascular.
Oh, yes.
You want cardiovascular? Play basketball. That is so encouraging to see, you know, good, kind acts captured, because they happen all the time.
Yeah.
You know, when I was in law enforcement, if you missed prior to the break, we were watching, you know, law enforcement go out and play ball with the boys in the neighborhood, and Shaquille O'Neal coming in and joining. And we're going to make that video available to you on the Torch of the officer doing it by himself first. Mm. And that's what led to the whole.
Opened it up for Shaquille.
Yeah, the whole unit came out and everybody was there. Probably
amazing.
Freaking everybody.
Well, amazing.
All kinds
One
of police.
Kind act. Think about that.
Yes.
One kind act. And all of a sudden now the whole police force is involved. Yeah. Shaquille O'Neal is involved. There's something about I'm lost here for a word, but it's contagious. When you do one kind thing,
right,
other people find out, wow, I can do that too.
One day we're going to have this program. I have this program we're going to do.
Yeah, uh-huh.
That it releases a chemical, oxytocin and serotonin. It literally makes a chemical reaction in your body. They see something good or see something bad. Obviously, we haven't gotten to that yet. No.
Yeah.
But when you look at the kindness, you know, you have, you know, during the break, you know, one of the interns are talking about Cops, the program with Cops.
I get Cops, yeah.
You know, bad boys, what are you going to do? I mean, think about that. This whole program is just based on the epicenter of being a law enforcement officer, the pinnacle of pressure. But the truth is, most of the time in law enforcement, you know, you're just trying to watch your weight. Everybody's giving you food and stuff. That it's not this high activity all the time. I mean, they don't just all of a sudden get in their cars and immediately there's a bank robbery, there's a disturbance. You know, they work for 10, 12 hours potentially. And during that time, there may be one or two calls, maybe like that. Normally just like one call, but like that, which means he or she patrols your streets and neighborhoods and just looks around. And when they show up, authority shows up, and it really makes a huge difference. But I know that so you have this reality show called Cops that follow you around, but they need cameras on officers to follow them in their whole shift. Because if you would have followed me in my shift, you would have met, I would have talked to these particular boys on the streets. You would have known them by name. They would have known me. We would be talking about their school and what's going on. I would go over to maybe you're listening now, the Lawrence family. And she had some food cooked for me, and I'd go over there and we'd talk and have a relationship. And the Green family, you know, and the community that I was policing, and that we need to capture that part of police work, because the only thing that people are showing is that one call that you had that was high stress and it came out ever how it came out, but they missed 10 hours of your watch that you were looking over neighborhood after neighborhood. You're going on a watch order when Miss whoever's out of town and they ask you to look over their house when they're gone. You're shaking doors on front of the businesses to make sure they're locked. Quite often you'd be surprised how many officers open up the front door of a business because the last person out that the boss man trusted did not lock the door, right? And so the officers, you know, or it's just all these things that officers are doing all the time. But all they show, it just came to me during the break,
wow,
the only thing that they show is that climactical one call, you know, on that one 10-hour shift. But that officer had integrity, had character. Going to trial, where you have to sit and wait for the judge to call you up as a witness. They isolate you because witnesses can't talk to each other, and you have to wait. You may have worked all night long on a midnight shift.
You may be off that next day, but you got to come in anyway, right?
Yeah, well, you may have even worked midnights. Mm. So you're sitting here in uniform going, you know, and they're going, look at this terrible officer sleeping. It's like, I've been up for 12, 15 hours.
Right.
And so you have to be there to testify in the courts. And it's amazing everything an officer does. And they do it because, you know, it's not for the money. You know, it's not for the money. It's actually, you know, at least around our area, it's not for the money, that they just care. And there's a few bad officers maybe, but there's a few bad people at every place of work. You just fire those, but you don't put everybody in the office in the same category because you have one slacker that was doing something, you know, in that arena. Sure. So it's just great to see, you know, good things caught on film, because you've been seeing bad things caught on film, and bad is bad, but good is good as well. So one link of kindness, you go to linkofkindness.org and just kind of catch on to this. Because you can, when you see something like that, or you do something like that, or catch something like that, you can share that on the social media and put hashtag links of kindness, and it'll just spread all over the place. Just, that's what happened in this particular video. I mean, it's a police department's video. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you're worried about how good your video is going to be. It was a cruiser video, and look what it did. One kind act started all those different things.
Amazing. Well,
you've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.